Hello and welcome to our live stream this evening. We hope you enjoy your time with us and are encouraged from God's word together. We're going to introduce some leaders, and in just a moment, young people and LITs will lead us in worship. We will then watch a video from one of our leaders, Caleb, who's also a Baptist youth intern. But most importantly, you have a chance of winning a Domino's pizza sent straight to your door tonight, so listen carefully.
You were the Word at the beginning, one with God, the Lord Most High. Your hidden glory in creation, now revealed in you are Christ. What a beautiful name it is, what a beautiful name it is.
I'm Caleb Kyle. I'm from Bangor and I go to Hamilton Road Baptist Church. Normally I can riffle shovel cards very well. Bit of a card shark here. It's spent my days doing
that. Guards.
For those Facebook stalkers out there, my profile picture is 5 years old, so that's not going to do any good. Pretty bog standard, but there is a reason for it, like time control, because like, why wouldn't you want to have it? Stop time, go back in time, go forward in time, learn from your mistakes. Yeah, it's the best for a reason. I'm looking forward to getting involved with different churches and see how they run things or try to run things when situations are not in lockdown, and just get involved, meet new people and just see how God will work through me and in me. I'd like it if people would just pray that I would grow in my relationship with God over the next year, and I'd just be able to be equipped for future service, whether it be in church or just in general life.
Great, thanks for joining us again, and I want to extend a really warm welcome on top of the welcome that Amy's already given you tonight. So tonight is jam-packed. You've already met Caleb, and we have some LITs to meet later on. We've already been led in a great song as well, and there's more of that to come too. But before we get any further, I'm sure that some of you are here because you know that there's a chance of you winning a large Domino's pizza. I know that's why I'd be tuning in. And so I have three Bible questions for you, not necessarily looking for them in the Bible, but just questions about the Bible. And so you're going to have to answer those. The first person to answer the question gets a pizza on me. I'm going to fork it out of my own pocket. Are you ready? So the first question is this: how many books are in the Bible? So if you know the answer to that, you need to put it into the chat wherever you are on Facebook or on YouTube. Stick it in the chat and make sure that we can see that. Make sure we can see your name and you're in with a chance of winning that. So it's the first person with the right answer for all three of my questions that we're going to be giving out over this whole service. Adam Barr is going to pray for us now. And then I've got tonight a very special couple of guests with me. I have Ian and Ollie Neal. And they're great guys. Hopefully you'll enjoy their interview. And I know Ollie likes to wind his dad up while he's on stage. So we're going to cut to Adam.
Hello. I just wanted to take this opportunity to pray for the youth of the church, the LITs, and the schools coming back. So let's pray. Father, we come to you now to pray for the youth of our church. They're going through a very unfamiliar and difficult time in their lives. Father, we pray that day by day they will come to you for support when they're finding it hard at school or with a new friend group. They will come to you asking for you to guide their ways. We pray that you will be shown throughout their lives during this new time, that they will be great witnesses and share your gospel wherever they can. Father, a new year youth club means a new set of LITs. This means another great opportunity for the leaders of the youth club to mentor and to build up a new generation of youth leaders. We pray that during this time, they will learn more about working for you and share your gospel faithfully. Father, we also pray that they will enjoy Youth Club. We pray that you will give them the opportunities to share with their friends. And Father, I pray that this won't just stop at half 10 on a Friday night. That the work they do for you at Youth Club will spill into their school lives and will become natural to work for your gospel. Father, we pray for Brian as he guides these LITs. I pray for Brian that he will find support in you as he works throughout this year, day by day, coming to you. Father, we finally pray for the safety of schools. We pray for the safety of the staff, the families, and the students that are all going to school. Father, we pray all this in your son's name. Amen.
Well, thanks a lot, Adam, for praying for us. I have the legends from the Neil household with us tonight, the two men. Fortunately, they've left all the women behind, and they're here to chat to us tonight. Sorry, girls, for you who are tuned in. So why don't you guys introduce yourselves? I know who you are, but there's maybe some people watching from home tonight who don't know who the Neils are.
Okay, well, my name's Ian, and I am father to Oliver, Isabella, Alex, and Will. Oliver's the oldest of all of the twins that we own, and I am 42 and still handsome.
Hi, I'm Oliver, as my handsome dad just said. I'm 12 years old, and I go to Middle High School, so, yeah.
Do you think you take it after your dad in the handsome category? Good answer. Hopefully it stays that way. Ian, tell us a bit about who you are, not just your name and where you're from and your age and how good looking you are, but just tell us what you do maybe for a living, what you do at church, what kind of things are you involved in?
Okay, yeah, I suppose Emma and I came to this church about 12 years ago, so we've been around a good while in Hambap. Both Emma and I are leaders in the Conies. So we meet every Thursday night. Haven't been meeting for the last like a million Thursday nights, but that's about where we help out most in the church. I am a manager of a supported housing unit for young people coming out of care or who are homeless. So working with 16 to 21 year olds, helping them understand what it's like to live on their own, helping them figure out their life. A lot of these young people that I work with have very difficult backgrounds, come from really difficult situations, and I spend all of my week supporting these kids and supporting the staff to help them make sure these kids have a really good start in their life. Yes, I've been a Christian. I've been a Christian since I was six. My dad asked my dad what the meaning of Good Friday was on Good Friday, and the rest is just history.
Excellent. Ollie, the next question is for you. You're a young person at Hambap, obviously, as your dad's alluded to. What's the best part about being at Hambap, both the youth and the church?
Well, I've only just started Hambap in youth for just last year. Everyone's really nice, and it's also really nice to be around people who believe and love God. And also, the grub is good.
So, that's a good answer. That's a good answer.
I've been going to this church since, like, forever, really. I've made a lot of good friends, and again, everyone's really nice, so, yeah.
Who is your favourite youth leader?
It's got to be Brian.
Unbelievable. Jack, who is the guru behind the camera tonight, is furious at that. I'm going to jump to Ian, then, for the next question. Share a bit about... So, tonight we're going to be talking a little bit, as I bring God's word in a few minutes, about trusting in God. And so do you maybe want to share a little bit of your story? I know we've spoke about that before, because it's hard to trust in God, so maybe just share some of your experiences.
Yeah, well, as I said there just a minute ago, I was six, and I confessed, repented, and believed, you know. And when you're six, it's pretty easy, because you're young and everything makes sense. My dad was an evangelist for 25 years, and then moved into being a minister. So I always knew about the gospel, always knew about sin and the effect it would have on my life and all that kind of stuff. And I suppose when I got to high school, it got a little more not cool to be a Christian. And I spent a lot of time avoiding that in school, and really just not really sharing my faith at all right throughout school, because I was embarrassed of what my dad did, you know, and most people knew. So I got a lot of slagging in school for that kind of stuff. Yeah. And I suppose I was kind of embarrassed. And then I got to about 18, and I started to really realize that I needed to live out for God. And it was then that I went to Baptist youth evangelism teams for years right throughout from 18 onwards. I also met Emma when I was 18. My wife, and you know, I think we both grew in our faith as the years ticked on, and when we got married. And when we got married, then 2 years into our marriage, we decided, you know, what are we doing with our life? We could be doing more. And both Emma and myself, we joined OM Ships for 2 years, the Logos 2, and we travel around 38 different countries and ports, sharing the gospel, all that kind of stuff. I was in charge of the program, programs on board. Emma was the chief cleaner on board, and it was really just a real lesson. All kinds of lessons were learned in that 2 years for us. We had the best of times and the worst of times, but all through it, we learned so much about ourselves and learned that, you know, God, you know, you hear a lot God saying he'll mold you into what you want to be, but I think sometimes he chips and he grinds to get you to that shape, and we had a lot of that experience on the ship, and it was a wonderful experience. And then we came back home, and Emma, she went back into nursing, and I decided I don't really want to go back into what I was doing, which I was a graphic designer at that stage, so changed my whole career, started volunteering for the organization which I'm now a manager in, and I suppose, you know, we have just seen, you know, a journey of being really truly just seeing God work in our life through all the difficult times and through all the good times, and the experience has been excellent along the way.
Yeah, great. Great. Ollie, next one is for you. So your dad said there, when he got to high school, which is where you're at now, it became sort of uncool. So tell us a little bit about being a Christian in school. And I guess the big question is, do you find it hard to tell people about Jesus? Do you find it hard to trust God in those particular surroundings?
Well, it's also great being back at school now, seeing all my friends and stuff. I don't really find it hard speaking about God, because right from the start I wanted people to know that I was a Christian, and no one would change that. And if I'm not getting a chance to speak about God, I hope people see that through. I hope people see Him through my actions and how I treat people. So yeah,
that's awesome. That's awesome. Ian, you are back on the hot seat. So you spoke a lot about trusting in God and the fact that you've had a journey of trusting in God from a very young age. What's your advice to young people, your son's age, your all of your children's age, and beyond that? What's your advice to them in trusting in God? Because that, again, is hard to do when you're a teenager, especially in this world that we're living in at the minute.
Trusting in God, it sounds easy. And it's not going to be easy. And my advice to young people is talk about it. Don't sit on it. Talk about it. Talk to your mums and dads. Talk to people. Talk to your youth leaders. Talk to people who you know can help you through, because it can be a lonely place at times, being maybe the only Christian in your class or the only Christian that you know, maybe. And it's about talking to people who are maybe a little older than you, have been around a bit longer, can give you some advice. So, you know, talk and pray. Praying is brilliant. Pray anywhere you want, pray anytime you want. And they don't have to be these wonderfully flowery language prayers. They're just simple prayers asking for help in times when it feels difficult. So talk and pray is my advice.
Yep. And I would add to that I think we think, like you were saying, it doesn't have to be fancy. But we think, let's do the polished version of us, and that doesn't need to be the case. You can come to God as you are, with who you are, and God is the one that does the molding and the chipping, as you were saying. Ollie, last question, and then we're going to hear from some of our LITs about who they are this year. What's the most important thing to say to people your age, do you think?
Be yourself. Don't feel you have to change to be accepted. It would be a very boring world if everyone was exactly the same. So try be that person who stands out and stands up for God. So yeah.
Legend. Legend. So in a few seconds, we're going to hear from our new LITs for this year. I'm going to ask the second question so that you can potentially win a pizza. So the first question was, how many books are in the Bible? So hopefully you stuck that in the chat and we'll see who's winning so far. The next question is this. How many languages is the Bible translated into? Not just the New Testament, the whole Bible. How many languages is the Bible translated into? We're going to cut to our LITs now.
Hi, I'm Caitlin Cattle. I'm going to be an LIT this year, and I'm excited about getting to know more of the young people.
Hi, my name is Ben Loyal. I'm 17, and I'm part of the LIT program at Hambach this year. This year, I'm most excited about just being able to engage with the youth after lockdown we just had, be able to just have a chat, have some crack with them, and trying to inject some much needed normality back into their lives.
Hiya, tonight I will be reading from Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 to 6. My son, do not forget my teaching, but keep my commands in your heart, for they will prolong your life many years and bring you peace and prosperity. Let love and faithfulness never leave you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Then you will win favor and a good name in the sight of the God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight.
Thank you, Amy. Tonight we are talking about trusting in God, and hopefully you're trusting in God for a big Domino's pizza. But before that, we're going to talk about trusting in God and how we find that in the Bible. Amy's just read from Proverbs 3, and so I'm going to do the same. I'm going to jump into the Bible. But first of all, I want to point out a few things, because we currently live in this crazy, crazy world at the minute. Coronavirus has changed life forever. We can't do what we want to. We can't do the things that we used to. School is very different. Church is even very different. Our clubs and our groups that we go to during the week and at the weekends look very, very different. We live in an online world. And to be quite frank, we're not sure if we can fully trust it. Even people's pictures, there are thousands of different filters you can put on. We find ourselves in hard surroundings, and it's hard to trust that. It's hard to trust our news and our media. It's hard to trust our politicians. It's hard to trust even the people that we watch on YouTube. Everyone, it seems, is becoming a conspiracy theorist. Can we trust even the phone that is in our hands all day? And life gets hard. You're maybe young at the minute, and if you're watching, I just want you to know that unfortunately, life gets a little bit tougher as you get older. The responsibility that you bear becomes bigger. Your exams become more important. The job that you choose will shape and mold your future. The pressure becomes bigger because we grow in importance. And you maybe feel like me sometimes, in that when I was young, life just felt like it was building. The pressure was always building. And someday, I always thought I would crack, I would break. And I just felt like I couldn't trust anything or anyone, and I didn't know where to turn. I felt like this for years until I read what Amy just read to us. In Proverbs 3, particularly verse 5, says this, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. That sounds so easy. And Ian said that it seems so easy when we just say, trust in the Lord, just go ahead and do it. But we don't actually break down what that means for us in real life. Let's contemplate the words trust in the Lord. You see, when we trust in something, we are placing our security in the entity, that person or that something. For example, I absolutely trusted my earthly father, which means that I have total and complete confidence in his integrity, his ability, his good character. And because I know him and I have a relationship with him and I trust him, I know that he will do what is best for me. So the challenge to us tonight is this. Is that the same level of trust that we would put in our Heavenly Father? Do we find it easier to put our trust in people here on earth and the things of earth that will eventually fade away into dust? Do we find that easier to do than putting our trust in God? I would contend that if you're one of those people who do find it easier, it's because of our own understanding. And that's what this verse is talking about. The passage talks about this. We do not fully understand the character and the goodness of God, and so we find it really hard to fully trust in him. How simple does that sound now? It's almost like a very simple Mas equation. So what do we do from here? Well, verse 6 goes on to say this, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Here's another challenge. How much of that do we do in our day-to-day lives? How much of that do we spend doing with our friends? How much acknowledging God, praying to him, praying for our friends and with our friends, and even talking about him to our friends, do we do on a daily basis? To make my point, I'm going to use a story of my own. It's a relatively embarrassing story. When I was young, I loved David Healy. Maybe David Healy's watching this because I know he lives in Bangor, but David Healy used to play for Northern Ireland, the greatest football team in the whole universe, if you know. And he played for Leeds, I believe, at 1.2, so Ian is celebrating here today. David Healy, I thought, was the greatest footballer ever, and I was young and seemingly naive now that I reflect on it, but David Healy scored this absolute banger of a goal against England, and we won 1-0, and I remember sprinting around my living room with my arms up going, David Healy is the greatest striker ever. And then a few months later, he went on and banged a hat-trick, 3 goals against Spain, the world champions, and I was totally convinced David Healy was the best footballer in the world. He was my footballing hero, and he could do no wrong in my eyes. He beat England, scored a banger, beat Spain, world champions. I wanted to be just like David Healy, so I talked about him constantly. I read all of his stats. I argued that he was a better player than what he is, for sure. I watched videos about David Healy. I watched his tapes to see how he would score goals for his club. And I learned his every single move. And then I got a ticket to a match, big, massive match against Portugal. Cristiano Ronaldo was coming. I wasn't worried about Cristiano Ronaldo. I just wanted to focus on David Healy. And my dad and my brother and all my friends that were coming along, everyone was panicked about the football match because we couldn't qualify if we didn't win. But I just had total trust in David Healy. I had total trust in Northern Ireland because they were giving the ball to this guy that I thought was the best player in the world. And it didn't work out. Unfortunately, Northern Ireland got beat about 4-0. Cristiano Ronaldo scored 3 goals. You know how the story goes. But thankfully, and this is the point I want to get to tonight, my story isn't the Bible. David Healy is not God. And get this, God has promised that he will direct your path. So see that feeling of feeling lost, like you can't trust anything, insecure about life, not knowing what direction to look. God promises that if you acknowledge him, and just draw the parallel, how I acknowledge David Healy, we must do that same thing with God. We must be thinking about him, devoting our time to him, praying to him, thanking him for the things that he has given us, reading the word that he has given us to encourage our souls. If you're a young person here tonight, my encouragement is that you do these things, and because it's so hard to just trust in the process, we get lost in all of this stuff going around us and all those things I alluded to at the start. The world is a really, really confusing place. But hear what the Bible says. Acknowledge God, and he'll do the rest. Acknowledge God, and he will guide your path. How simple that sounds, doesn't it? It sounds so much simpler than any way I would put it. Trust in the Lord. But how do we trust in the Lord? Well, you don't lean on your own understanding to start with, because that will lead you in the wrong direction. You put your trust in him by acknowledging him, showing the world, as Ollie said, showing your friends and your family members that actually you are a Christian. There are things that you believe in. The Bible says this, and so I'm going to follow it. Acknowledging him in all that you do, not just a Sunday morning or a Friday night youth club or a Sunday night youth club or CU or SU at school, but in every single thing that you do, acknowledge the Lord. And get this, the most exciting part of it all, God will take your life out of your hands and put them into his, and he will direct your paths. Trusting in God is not mysterious. It's practical, and it's something that you can do tonight. I hope that you take up the challenge. I hope that you start fresh tomorrow morning at school, and that you pick up the baton and you say, I am going to acknowledge the Lord in all of my ways because I have no idea where my life is going. And even if you do, trusting in the Lord is only a good thing. It can never be a bad thing because God always has our best intentions at heart. So I'll leave you again with the words of Proverbs. The team are going to lead us in a song in just a minute. But Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I'm going to pray, and then I'm going to give you one more question for your opportunity to win some pizza. But if you're taking anything away from it tonight, even if you don't get pizza, hopefully your mum and dad will buy you pizza still. But take this away from tonight, that the Lord will direct your paths if you put your trust in him, if you don't lean on your own understanding, and you acknowledge him in all of your ways. Let me pray, and then the third question is coming your way. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together this evening. And Lord, I pray that through all of the trials and tribulations that no doubt we will all face, and even if we're young, Lord, I pray that you will help us understand the gravity of life and the gravity it is to follow you wholeheartedly. I pray, God, that all young people and even not so young people tuning in tonight will take up the call to acknowledge God with all of their lives. And God, we thank you for the so many people that have encouraged us tonight by speaking. And I thank you for Ian and Oliver who have shared with us tonight and encouraged our hearts in a time of trouble. We pray, Lord, that soon we will be able to meet in this building as a group of young people, as a big group or a small group. Lord, I lay it before you and say, have your way. But most of all, I pray that your Holy Spirit will move among us and among any young people watching here this evening. Amen. Amen. So question number three is this, and this one's a big one. You're probably going to need Google, but here's the trick to this question. You have to have the answer that it says on my iPad, because there's loads of different answers for this one. Question number three. So question number one was, how many books are in the Bible? Question number two, how many translations of the whole Bible are there? And question number three, how many words are in the Bible? You have to have the exact number in order to get the pizza. Get your answers in as soon as you can. You have until the end of the next song to get your answers in, and then we're finished for tonight, and there could be a pizza arriving at your door, or you could be up all night hoping that there's a pizza and there won't be. So good luck and enjoy the last song.
Without hope, no place to begin. Your love made a way to let mercy come in. When death was arrested, my life began. Ash was redeemed, only beauty remains. My orphan heart was given a name. My morning quiet, my feet rose to dance. When death was resting, my life began. Oh, your grace so free washes over me. You have made me new, now life begins in you. It's your your end.
darkness rejoiced as though heaven had lost. But then Jesus arose with our freedom in hand.
Thank you guys for leading us in that song, and hopefully you've really enjoyed our youth broadcast for tonight. Hopefully this becomes a more regular thing and we're able to see lots of you guys online, since we can't meet here in the building as often and as many as we'd love to. We do have a winner for our pizza tonight. I'm going to run through the answers, and you might have got the answers right, but you might have been too slow, so I know who the winner is. I'm going to run through the answers. But thanks so much for everyone who was involved, the guys who introduced us, prayed for us, our leaders in training, LITs, who have made videos to let us know who they are, and hopefully we'll be able to introduce more as we go on through the year. But here comes the answer. So the first question was, how many books are in the Bible? And the answer, if you put it down, was 66. I'm sure there was lots of Google hits tonight. It'll be up the scale. Question number two was, how many whole translations are there of the Bible? And it was 698. Again, Google took a massive hit. And the last one, which no doubt Google provided again, was how many words are in the Bible? And it was really tough because there's loads of different answers, but you had to get the one that was on my iPad, and it says 783,137 words to the T. Now, I know someone used Google because someone got all three right, and that's a really hard couple of questions. Drum roll. The Heasleys win a large pizza from Domino's, so you guys need to let us know what pizza you want, what time you want it delivered, and that'll be coming to you tonight. So don't be shy, even, you know, Nigel and Sharon, if you're tuning in. I'm sure the answers came from you and you'd love a slice of pizza, so let us know. Guys, thank you very much for joining in. It's been great to have you with us. Thanks for everyone who's been on board with us tonight, and we hope that you've been encouraged and challenged in your faith. God bless, and we pray that you have a great week.